Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Evolution is more than a theory. It is a fundamental scientific principle.
You know, there's a scientific term for that.
It's called baloney.
And we are so stupid that we think that just because telephones and computers and cars are intelligently designed, that means we are too. Well, we're not.
I don't trust that Richard Dawkins.
In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth is the only logical explanation, unless you don't want to believe in science and logic.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
How's your self-esteem? Mine's really good. Welcome to Witness Wednesday. This is Wretched Radio at Georgia Tech, and I'm feeling very good about myself. There's a dude walking down the sidewalk here, about as tall as me, whose legs, if it were possible, are actually skinnier than mine. Let's see if we can catch up with this young man. Welcome to the program, by the way. Excuse me. Hey, young man, whilst you're walking, could I talk to you on the radio for a minute?
Yeah.
Is that okay? How tall are you, dude?
6'5".
6'5"?
Yeah.
No, you're not, because I'm taller than you, and I'm not 6'5".
Really?
Yeah. Well, I hate to break it to you, but you just did. I'm taller than you. Where are you from, young man?
Venezuela.
There was a bit of an accent, but not much. Tell me, what is the sound they're making up there? Yikes. That's the new student center, right?
No.
No, it's not. What is it?
The undergraduate learning commons.
Got it. So in Venezuela, not that anybody can hear us anyway, what is the major religion there? I presume it's Roman Catholic. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. So are you Roman Catholic?
Yeah.
Are you a practicing Roman Catholic?
Not that much.
Not that much. Why not?
I don't know. Usually when we are kids, we practice, and when we grow,
you wander away.
Yeah.
You do what your parents tell you, and then when you become a man...
Yeah, I mean, my parents also, they don't practice, so it's like...
So you don't care? So did you believe any of that stuff when you were growing up about God, the afterlife?
Yeah, I mean, I believe in God, but I just don't go to church.
All right, that's it. So who do you think God is? Describe him or her for me.
I don't know. There are no words to describe God.
Okay, talk to me about the afterlife. Heaven, hell, what do you think there is?
Well, I'm not pretty sure about that. I mean, there may be afterlife. They may not.
Okay, if there is, where do you suppose you'd go?
Heaven?
Of course. I haven't met anybody who's ever said hell. But okay, you think heaven, huh?
Yeah, sure.
How come?
I don't know. I'm a good person.
You think so, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you seem like a friendly enough fellow, but are you really good?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me get this right.
I'm not bad. I mean...
All right, so let me just check this out a little bit. You're going to stand before God when you die, who opens up the books on your Venezuelan life. He sees everything that you've ever done, right? Everything in darkness, every thought you've ever had, everything you fail to do. Is he going to determine you're a good person? Really?
Yeah.
So do you think that you've been morally pure with your thought life?
Yeah.
You never lust?
Never what?
To see a woman and have sexual desires. That would be to lust.
Yeah, yeah.
You do that?
Yeah, but, I mean, that isn't human nature. You cannot avoid that.
Well, no, it could be. You know, that could be human nature, but that's irrelevant. If you do it, that's not being morally pure, right?
Yeah.
All right. Do you ever tell lies?
True.
Oh, that
not
might
that
be human.
Much. Not, I mean, not bad lies that hurt people. But
right.
Not
what do
important
you do?
Lies. Yeah.
Okay, so that would be another strike against you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What's your first name, by the way?
Eduardo.
Eduardo. Okay, so not morally pure, and you use your mouth sometimes to tell lies. Have you ever taken God's name in vain? Do you know what that means, to blaspheme God's name?
Yes, I have. I haven't done that.
Never like an OMG?
Never.
Using the name of Jesus, anything like that?
Never.
Okay, good. Have you ever stolen anything?
Nope.
You sure, even as a kid, from your parents?
No.
From a sibling?
Not really.
All right. How's about this one? Have you ever murdered anybody?
No.
Which is a good thing. Okay, have you ever, though, been angry at somebody driving down the road on a Venezuelan freeway? You think they're an idiot, or you've called them a worse name?
Yeah, okay, it happens.
Oh, I know it happens, right. Okay, because Jesus said you don't have to commit murder, but when you are just angry at somebody, the Bible says that that's just like murder of the heart, because it's what's going on in your heart and in your head. Now, obviously, to physically murder somebody is worse. But the point is, God judges really deep and purity of thoughts and words and deeds.
So do you think that God has always been first in your life, Eduardo? That he's been number one priority for you?
Not always. Definitely not.
All right. So, dude, the Bible says that you should examine yourself. Not me. I'm not your examiner. You should examine yourself to see if you are in the truth. Because sometimes we can be self-deceived. We can be going through life thinking one thing, but then truth gets revealed to us, and we have to correct our thinking. So do you think, really, if God examined you on the day of judgment, that he's going to agree with you and say, yep, Eduardo has been perfectly good?
Not perfect, but good enough, I think. Nobody's perfect.
I agree with you. Nobody's perfect, but that doesn't mean that God should give a pass to everybody.
Yeah.
Right? So if God judged you on the standard, what I was taking you through is the Ten Commandments. By the way, I don't know if you recognize that, but I was taking you through the Ten Commandments, God's standard for perfection. If he judged you based on that standard, not your standard, not my standard, but God's standard, Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty, Eduardo?
I don't know, maybe guilty.
Well, if you've lied and lusted and been angry and God hasn't been first and you've been an idolater, then you'd definitely be guilty, wouldn't you?
Yep.
I would be definitely guilty. So if you're definitely guilty and God is good and he's just, Eduardo, what do you think God should do with you? Take you to heaven or should he send you to hell?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I don't believe that much that either we're going to heaven or hell, so.
Right.
I don't.
I understand. But if he judged you based on that standard and you were guilty, where would you go?
Maybe hell, but I mean, if I have to be someone, I am not just to go to heaven. I'd rather be myself and go to hell, so.
Yeah, well, you are being yourself. I understand that. But the consequences for being yourself would be that you're going to hell, right?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Why would God give you a pass? Why would God say, even though you've broken my laws, Eduardo, I'm going to let you into heaven? Why would he do that?
I don't know. He's merciful.
But if he just showed you mercy, he'd be corrupt at the same time. Because it's like a judge who lets a guilty criminal go. He might be nice, but he's not just anymore. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, what if somebody paid your fine? Let's say that you had a fine, a debt against God, and somebody paid it for you. Then, could God take you to heaven if somebody made up for all the sins that you've committed? Then you could go to heaven, couldn't you?
I guess not. I mean, it doesn't work like that, I think.
Well, if you were standing in a courtroom and you owed the judge $1 million...
Well, if you're talking about Jesus, okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm hitting at. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if Jesus paid your fine, then you could go to heaven. Not because of what you've done, but because of what he's done. You've broken the law and Jesus paid your fine for you. Now, that would be exceedingly good news, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You're guilty, but Jesus kept all the laws and all the commandments, was beaten on your behalf so that you could have your fine paid and you could have your sins forgiven. That's the good news of the gospel, right? Yep. So you, a guilty criminal, can be set free by God himself because of his goodness. Now that's pretty good news, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. If it is true.
If it is true, you are correct. Yeah, so maybe we part company with that thought. If it is true, right now, Eduardo, it sounds like you'd be going to hell, right?
Yeah.
But if it's true, God's also willing to forgive you if you repent. Do you know what that word means? Do you remember?
Sure.
What does it mean?
To feel bad for what you did.
Part of it, right? But if I punched you in the nose and felt bad and punched you in the nose again, that's not repentance, right?
Yeah, I mean, not doing it again.
Yeah, turning from your sins. And you put your trust in Jesus. And the Bible says when you do that, God actually will change you from the inside out and he'll forgive you. And he'll grant you everlasting life based on what Jesus did on your behalf. If it's true, right? So, dude, I know you're here. You're out of the country.
Yep.
And you're learning lots of stuff. How old are you, about 21?
26.
26?
Yeah.
You're an old man. So you're 26 years old. And you're probably thinking about stuff like this, at least a little bit. Trying to figure out what's true, what is right. Okay, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Every other religion is wrong. He said, but Jesus, you should figure out if that's true, okay?
All right.
I'm going to walk away from you. You're never going to see me again, most likely. I'm a complete stranger. But basically what I've been saying, you've maybe heard some of these things before, okay?
All right.
So ponder it as if your eternity depended on it, because Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his very soul? So you go to school, you get become an engineer, whatever it is that you're doing here, and you get all rich, and you buy a big house, and you have a wife and kids, but you die and go to hell, means nothing all of a sudden.
That's right.
Right? So think about your soul, and think about your eternity. Listen to your conscience, and if it troubles you that you're in big trouble, if you agree with God that you're not a good person, you're a bad person who can be forgiven by a good God, repent and put your trust in Him. Don't take my word for it. You can find a Bible, right?
Sure.
Read it.
All right.
See if what I'm saying is true. Try the Gospel of John on for size.
All right.
Hey, nice amen. Thanks for the chat. Appreciate it very much.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Goodbye. I wish you could have seen Eduardo. Kind of squirming, kind of wiggling, as well he should have. Because hopefully his conscience was doing a work. And what a sad thing, too. Here's another young man who went to church. Never, I'm certain, heard the good news put like that. I'd bet the farm if I had one that he never heard the good news like that. We're at Georgia Tech. This is Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know how everybody's always trying to sell you something? This is different. We're actually giving away more content than most ministries charge for. The Fortis Plus app, daily videos, podcasts, director's cuts, news, completely free. All of this happens because of gospel partners just like you. Our gospel partners are the ones that get it. They see what we're doing, standing firm on biblical truth, strengthening churches, and helping people think biblically about everything going on in our upside down world. And that's why we want to ask you, if you're not already a gospel partner, we would love for you to join us. Maybe you've been listening for a while, and maybe you're thinking someone should help keep this going. Well, that someone could be you. Would you pray about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? Just head over to FortisInstitute.org right now. That's FortisInstitute.org, and get all of the answers to all of the questions you likely have about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Preborn Ministries, pro-life ministry, rescuing babies, the war. Let me tell you, it's raging out there, and Preborn is right on the front lines providing what is so powerful, ultrasounds. When a woman sees her baby, 80% of the time, it's a no-brainer. That's my child. That's a baby in there, not a blob of tissue. Worldview is getting pumped into everybody through Hollywood, social media, the internet, universities, businesses, and government. If you'd be kind enough to consider supporting Preborn Ministries, that would be groovy. Lives are saved. Women, men, hear the gospel. Please consider supporting this network of clinics that is doing such great work. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, let's take a minute and talk about your Christmas shopping list. You know, the one with all of those people who either have everything or return everything. Well, from now through Christmas, Fortis Institute is running a sale up to 75% off of everything in the Fortis store. Here's what makes this better than another ugly Christmas sweater. Spend $75, we're going to throw in Thou Shalt Judge featuring Justin Peters and Todd Friel completely free. It's giving the gift of biblical wisdom. And we'll even cover shipping on orders over $75, because between untangling Christmas lights and dodging invites to your office Christmas party, you've already got enough stress this time of year. Listen, you could waste your Christmas budget on another gadget that'll be obsolete by Valentine's Day, or you could give something that's been relevant for about 2,000 years. Just visit FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org. And while everybody else is out panic buying scented candles and gift cards, you could actually be giving something that won't end up at next year's White Elephant Exchange. FortisInstitute.org.
Important dates in Christian history. 1536. John Calvin publishes The Institutes of the Christian Religion, the most substantial theological work of the Reformation. Calvin's ideas would deeply influence church and politics in Switzerland and Scotland and take root in the newly discovered North America. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Witness Wednesday. It's Wretched Radio at Georgia Tech. Okay, there's another dude in pajamas. What's up with this? Is it pajama day here? Hey, dude, is it pajama day here or something?
I really have no idea.
I'm seeing people walk around here in pajamas. Okay. Is it some like kooky pajama day?
I have
you
no
don't know.
Idea.
Well, I would like to thank you for actually clothed. Wearing pants. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Are you going to school here?
Yes.
Will you talk to me on the radio for a minute?
Sure.
What are you studying?
I'm computational media.
Have no idea what that means, dude.
It's a lot like computer science, but with arts.
Do you think, I'm going to set you up for something, okay? Because you might smell this one coming. I'm going to set you up, so I'm giving you fair warning. That work to design a program in order to mm-hmm. make it work, do you think that a program like that could happen all by itself?
Well, no, actually.
Let's say that there are billions of years. Do you think that that could program itself?
Not without some type of human to program a program could program that
Do
program.
You believe in evolution or creation? See how I set you up there?
Yeah, I see that.
All right. What do you believe in?
Evolution, definitely.
Evolution, the concept that nothing designed, all this intricate design stuff?
Yeah.
But you just said that it takes a designer.
Yeah.
But not for you?
No.
What's the difference?
Because programs cannot be randomly generated.
I agree. Neither can you. So wouldn't you be created too?
No. There's actually a lot of evidence that goes against the designer aspect of whatever we're actually talking about.
Well, we'll hold on to that for a second, but I thought I just logicked you. I thought I just gave you a reason, which an evolutionist should be fond of, right?
Yeah.
So let me suggest that. What's your first name? You're a nice guy. What's your first name?
I'm Joey.
Joey, nice to meet you. Now, Joey, I'm just guessing. There must be a different reason for your desire to believe in evolution. Because you and I are like this close, and yet we part. I believe in God. You believe in, I presume, no God?
Yes.
Okay. So how come you suppose we're looking at the same evidence, we're logicking through it, we seem to be going to the same conclusion, and then you go, whoop-de-doo, nothing designed it, nobody made anything, and I say, well, wait a second, if we're going to be consistent, somebody had to design it, somebody had to make this stuff. What do you suppose it is that causes you to lean toward evolution rather than God creating the world?
Because programs don't really create themselves. They cannot think like we would. Like, programs don't exist in a natural world.
Yeah, right, exactly. Same thing with you, dude. You had to be made. You don't just, like, abstractly come out of nowhere. Somebody had to go, I'm going to make something, and I'm going to make it look like that.
Yeah, and that was my mom and my dad.
All right, and let's just screw with a little infinite regress here. Somebody had to come up with the whole idea and design it and make it all work. All right, so when...
I think it was more of a trial and error process.
Did you go to church as a kid?
A couple times, actually, yes.
A couple of times. All right, I'm gonna lay this one out. Don't take a poke at me, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why the Bible says you believe what you believe, okay?
Okay.
All right. You believe the idea of evolution because you think, you perceive... that it accounts for no God. That God wasn't needed for any of this. Therefore, I have no God. I'm accountable to no one. And there are no rules that I need to adhere to. Therefore, I can do whatever I want to. I believe Immanuel Kant said something very similar to that. The idea is no God, no rules. If Joey can figure out a way to suppress what is pretty obvious... You got a design, there's a designer. The creation is screaming at you that God exists.
Yeah.
You can suppress that truth so you can live in unrighteousness. There you go.
I don't agree with that, actually.
Why not?
Because following your model there, I wouldn't have any type of morality, no sense of social interaction or anything like that. And, I mean, just through interactions with people, non-religious, religious, whatever... I mean, I obviously have some type of sense of what I should be doing with my life.
I agree,
right?
And I think it's called a conscience.
I mean, that's why I'm here, going to college, right?
Yep. And I also think, though, that if you could, though, if you had your druthers, there's a lot of things you would probably be inclined to do if there was no threat of punishment or being ashamed in front of society. That what's going on now on the outside, you're a pretty cleaned up cup, but on the inside, I'm guessing inside of your heart, there's a lot of stuff going on in there.
Yeah, I mean, I believe in humanity, and I believe in being together and whatnot, and living together and not wronging people by any means, but I don't think that's implanted by any type of higher being or anything like that.
You ready for this? I'm going to try to convert you right now, okay?
All
right. Ready? Here we go.
Try your hardest.
I'm even going to tell you my strategy. I'm going to go around that big intellect of yours, okay? All the smart stuff that you got going on with the computation and the things that you do with the program and the stuff.
Right.
I'm going right around that, and I'm going to try to get to your conscience. Might be a little dead right now, but I'm going to try to put some paddles on it to give it a little jolt, okay? I'm going to dig inside of your heart, all right? Joey, how many times have you told a lie?
Many times.
Okay, so if I told many lies, what name would you give to me? What would you call me?
I don't know your name, actually.
Rhymes with pants on fire. My name is Todd.
Okay.
But you'd say, Todd, you're a liar, liar, your pants are on fire, because you tell lots of lies, right?
Right.
So you would be a...
I would be a person
who is lies. A liar, right? All right. How many things have you stolen in your life, Joey?
Very few things, and that was adolescence.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though.
Yeah.
All right? Doesn't matter even the quality or the price of the object. God's looking at your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not impressed if it's $1 million or 1 million toothpicks. This doesn't matter to God. It's your heart. So you've stolen. That would make you a...
thief.
Rock on. Lust. Purity of heart.
Right.
Lusting at women.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So God knows that too. Have you ever blasphemed God's name?
Yes.
So you've done that. All right. Here's the deal. You will die one day.
Mm-hmm.
God will not just call your number. He's going to kill you. Because that's how you die. Because right now he's sustaining your life.
Sure.
He's giving you air. He's letting everything flow through your body and work. He's going to make that stop. You will die. You'll stand before him. He opens up the books on Joey's life.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, will you be innocent or guilty before God?
Well, if God is a forgiving God, I don't think it would matter, actually.
Innocent or guilty?
I don't believe in ultimatums.
Innocent.
I always believe everything is in the gray.
Well, I don't know that you can get away with that in court. If they've got all
this
the evidence...
This isn't court. Well, you're
sure
talking about God.
The just judge of all the world who will judge all people according to what they have done.
Uh-huh.
That's why we have such a sense of justice, and we like it when criminals get punished, because it's bad.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, I don't know about you, but most of us like justice. We like to see the rapist get punished. We like the murderer who hurt the old grandmother to get what he has coming to him, and so does God.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to go so much deeper. He's going to get liars and thieves and blasphemers and adulterers and idolaters, those who covet and desire things they're not grateful. He's going to get it all.
Right.
Innocent or guilty?
I'm still not going to answer that.
Okay. Well, if you're like the rest of us...
If God wants to do innocent or guilty, he can choose for himself.
He will, but this is a wise man, though, thinks this through.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Justice? What have I upheld justice? Have I been perfectly just? And the answer is no, you haven't been. I haven't been. Nobody's been. We'd all be guilty, and we'd all deserve hell.
Mm-hmm.
That would be right for God to do that to us. That would be just for him to do that. Right?
Yeah, in your terms, exactly.
All right, God's terms.
Right.
Doesn't matter what my terms are. God's terms. And your conscience right now should be going, those terms are right. That resonates. I've done wrong. I know it. And I know that I deserve to be taken to task for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get your conscience going, Joey. I'm trying to alarm you and awaken you.
Oh, it's
right
going.
Now. All right. Now, what was that thing that you'd mentioned about forgiveness?
What about it?
You said that God is forgiving.
What
was that about?
Supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, according to the Bible, right?
You're right. Yes, he is.
So why would he send all these people to hell? Why not give them another shot? If Jesus died for our sins and we never sin, Jesus died for nothing.
Well, close, right? God so loved the world, he gave his
only begotten.
Well,
that's some logic right there, isn't it? Aren't you a man of logic? Weren't you
trying to
me here?
All right, I'll try to. Okay, God has given 1 million chances to you already. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you believe in rebirth?
Not in the same way you're thinking right now. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But not. I'm thinking spiritually, and you're maybe thinking physically or reincarnation.
Yeah.
Okay? God has spoken to you every single day through the creation. The Bible says God created the world, and day after day it speaks to you. Joey, I made this place. Wake up, man. Wake up. I made it. I'm your maker. And you haven't listened. He's been preaching to you every single time you've taken a step or a breath.
Right.
So he's given you a million chances already, and he's given you a conscience for you to listen to it and go, well, okay, there's a creator. I've got a conscience. This is not looking good for me. I better figure out who that creator is so that I can be made right with that creator. Otherwise, I'm in big trouble. So he's preached to all of us a bazillion times. We just don't like to listen because the place that it leads is scary. The idea of meeting God, who is just and a consuming fire, that's a scary thought. All right. Have I done anything for your conscience today?
Not necessarily.
Where are you walking right now?
To go grab some lunch over there.
All right. Will you let me do a commercial and we can wrap this up in just a few minutes? You know how this works. Because remember, I'm a Christian and we're about making money, so we got to sell the commercials so I can drive a fancy car and have a diamond ring.
All right, let me cut into commercial.
I'll walk with you, though. It'll only take a minute. Just hang in there. This is Wretched Radio.